Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Money, Wealth, Life Insurance, by Jake Thompson is a concise personal finance guide about using properly structured cash value life insurance as a savings, liquidity, and wealth-building tool. Rather than treating life insurance only as protection for heirs, the book presents high cash value whole life insurance as a financial asset that can accumulate value, provide access to capital through policy loans, and support tax-efficient planning when managed correctly. Its central purpose is introductory and explanatory, aimed at readers who have heard claims about infinite banking or private banking, but need a plain account of the basic mechanics. Thompson contrasts this approach with more market-dependent savings and investment strategies, emphasizing stability, access, and long-term control over capital. The book also uses references to wealthy individuals, banks, corporations, and case-style examples to argue that cash-value life insurance has been used beyond ordinary household protection. It is best understood as a primer on a specific insurance-based financial strategy, not a comprehensive investment textbook. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, high cash-value whole life insurance as a savings-centered asset. A central idea in the book is that not all life insurance policies are designed for the same purpose. Thompson focuses on high cash-value whole life insurance, a structure intended to build accessible policy value more quickly than a policy designed mainly for maximum death benefit. This distinction matters because the book is not simply recommending life insurance in general. It is describing a particular design philosophy in which the policy is treated as a conservative financial foundation. The cash value can grow on a tax-deferred basis, may receive dividends if issued by a participating mutual insurer, and is not directly tied to stock market price movements. The reasoning is that a saver benefits from having part of their financial base in an instrument that is predictable, contract-based, and liquid relative to many long-term assets. The book presents this as a way to separate core savings from speculative investing. That framing is important because the strategy depends heavily on policy design, premium commitment, and long-term use. A poorly structured or underfunded policy would not deliver the same results the book highlights. Secondly, infinite banking turns policy cash value into a private source of liquidity. The book introduces the infinite banking concept by explaining how a policyholder can borrow against accumulated cash value instead of relying only on banks, credit cards, or liquidation of investments. The insurer lends against the cash value, while the underlying policy value may continue to earn contractual growth and potential dividends, depending on the policy type and terms. Thompson presents this mechanism as a way to finance expenses, purchases, or investments without interrupting the long-term compounding base. The practical appeal is control. A policy loan generally does not require the same approval process as a conventional bank loan, and the borrower has flexibility in repayment. Although unpaid loans reduce policy performance and death benefit, the logic is not that borrowing is free, but that a policyholder can redirect financing activity through an asset they own. The book, therefore, treats banking as a behavior, not merely an institution. Readers are encouraged to think about where their capital rests between uses and who benefits from the interest flow created by borrowing. Thirdly, policy loans, withdrawals, and the tax logic behind the strategy. Tax treatment is one of the book's major selling points, especially the difference between withdrawing cash value and borrowing against it. A withdrawal may reduce the policy's basis and can have taxable consequences once gains are accessed. A loan, by contrast, is generally not treated as taxable income when the policy remains in force and is managed within applicable rules. Thompson uses this distinction to explain why policy loans are often emphasized in insurance-based wealth strategies. The book's phrase, tax-free personal bank, depends on this loan-based access, not on the idea that insurance eliminates all tax considerations. The reasoning is that if cash value grows tax-deferred and can be accessed through loans without immediate taxation, the policy can support liquidity while preserving tax efficiency. However, the strategy requires careful management. If a policy lapses with outstanding loans, tax consequences can occur, and loan interest can reduce long-term value. The book presents the concept in accessible terms, but readers should recognize that the tax benefit is conditional. The value of the strategy comes from using the policy as designed and keeping it properly funded over time. Fourthly, safety and institutional use as arguments for cash value life insurance. Thompson strengthens his case by emphasizing the historical stability of life insurance companies and the use of life insurance by wealthy individuals, banks, and corporations. The book refers to periods of financial stress, including the Great Depression, to argue that cash value policies have offered a level of resilience that market-based assets cannot always provide. It also points to institutional uses such as bank-owned life insurance and corporate-owned life insurance as evidence that large financial organizations value the asset class for reserves, balance sheet planning, and long-term tax characteristics. The reasoning is not simply that institutions own life insurance, so individuals should copy them. Rather, the book uses institutional adoption to challenge the common assumption that life insurance is only a retail product sold for death protection. This topic gives the book a distinctive angle within personal finance because it frames insurance as a capital management tool. At the same time, institutional use is not identical to household use. Banks and corporations operate under different rules, objectives, and scale. The comparison is useful as context, but individual suitability still depends on policy design, cash flow, health underwriting, and financial goals. Lastly, the book works as a primer but leaves advanced evaluation to the reader. Money, wealth, life insurance is most valuable as an introduction rather than a technical manual. Its strength is that it explains the broad appeal of high cash value life insurance in plain language, with relatively little jargon and a focus on practical mechanics. Readers can come away understanding why policy design, liquidity, tax treatment, and borrowing strategy are central to infinite banking. The limitation is that the book does not appear to provide a deep comparative analysis of every insurance product, fee structure, dividend assumption, or opportunity cost. It also focuses mainly on whole life insurance, rather than giving equal treatment to alternatives such as indexed universal life or term insurance combined with separate investments. This does not make the book weak, but it defines its role. It is a gateway text for people who need a conceptual map before speaking with advisors or examining illustrations. Its arguments should be tested against personal circumstances, including premium affordability, debt habits, investment objectives, and tolerance for long-term commitments. The strategy can be powerful when implemented carefully, but it is not a universal substitute for retirement accounts, emergency reserves, or diversified investing. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are new to infinite banking, high cash value whole life insurance, or the idea that life insurance can function as more than a death benefit. Business owners, high-income professionals, conservative savers, and people interested in tax-advantaged liquidity will find the clearest practical benefit. The book helps them understand the basic vocabulary of policy cash value, policy loans, tax-deferred growth, and using insurance as a personal financing system. It is also useful for readers who want to evaluate insurance proposals more intelligently before meeting with an agent or advisor. Its intellectual value lies in reframing life insurance as a balance sheet asset rather than a narrow expense. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for being short, direct, and accessible. It does not bury the reader in actuarial detail or broad financial theory. Instead, it concentrates on one strategy and explains why its supporters value safety, liquidity, and tax treatment. The trade-off is that readers seeking advanced technical comparison, detailed policy mathematics, or a critical review of competing strategies will need additional sources. Its realistic place in the personal finance genre is as a clear introductory guide that opens the door to deeper due diligence rather than as a complete blueprint for implementation. If you would like to support Jake Thompson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.